proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Freedom Network and our regularly scheduled guest unfortunately isn't with us, so it's going to be just you and me this morning, which means you can call in with the open lines 877-254-7524. 1-877-254-7524. But, you know, if you stop and think about what's going on, there's always a reason for it. I mean, or a reason behind the reason behind the reason. As we often say, you know, reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. Let me give you an example of what I'm saying. Certainly, here in California, as we pointed out to you, they destroyed the agricultural crops for the entire year, at least in the Central Valley, by cutting off the water to the majority of farms in the Central Valley, because there's a 3-inch smelt in the Delta, and they just let the water, which ordinarily would be used by the farmers to to just run out to the ocean, because, oh my goodness, the 3-inch smelt, and the governor couldn't do anything about it, and nobody could do anything about it. The county commissioners couldn't do anything about it. Of course they could. They could have just said, we're not going to let you do it. You don't have any, the EPA or whoever is doing this, Environmental Protection Agency, doesn't have the authority to take our water to protect the 3-inch smelt, and we're going to send our sheriff there. And the sheriff controls what goes on in our county. And you didn't pay for, you know, all the water development here in California. We did. And so, but the reason behind this was somebody wanted them to pass a massive water program here in the United States, because everybody knows we're running out of water. And so what we've got to do is restrict the amount of water you use from about 150 gallons a day down to 10 gallons. That's the plan. You've got to stop doing daily showers, and you've got to stop, you know, watering your lawns, and because we're running out of water. I mean, everybody knows we're running out of water because there are too many people in the world, and we're running out of air, and we're running out of oil, and we're running out of natural resources. We need sustainable development. We need more government regulation of every aspect of our lives. And you see how they can create the problem with the smelt, and then they manipulated the legislature here in California, with, of course, the help and support of Arnold Schwarzenegger, Governor Schwarzenegger, to get this legislation passed that the Brotherhood of Darkness wants to expand the control of government over every aspect of your life. Well, we have somebody calling in. Who's calling in?
Yes, Dr. Stan?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, this is Jim.
Yeah, go ahead, Jim. Do you have a question or comment?
In the past, you have mentioned that Henry Kissinger in certain countries in Europe would be arrested if he ever returned to those countries. Is that the case, still the case?
Well, I have heard that he has been considered a war criminal for some of his actions, yes, and I can't tell you exactly which country, but I mean, he is guilty of war crimes. There's no question at all. And he was involved with what happened in Chile and the murder of Allende down there. And he's been involved in all sorts of nefarious activities throughout the world. And my understanding is that the warrants have been administered, will never be enforced, but some of the countries have taken stands, specifically named Henry Kissinger as a war criminal, as well he should be.
I was hoping I could get a location as to find something on that, but I guess you don't know anything
for
certain.
Have you gone to the Internet and typed it in?
I haven't found anything yet.
But I've heard of it, and I can certainly look it up and see. But do you have access to a computer?
Yes, I do.
Why don't you just go to, put in your search engine, Henry Kissinger, war criminal warrants, or... charged with war crimes, and then let me know what you find.
Okay, I've tried several topics like that, and I haven't gotten anywhere with it, but I'll give it a try again.
Give it a try, and certainly I can. I will look it up. It's a point well taken. I mean, many of our leaders, I believe that, I don't know if anybody's ever had the courage to do it, but I believe George Bush is a war criminal. There was no justification for going to war with Afghanistan when it was Saudi Arabians who attacked us, and Saudi Arabians were financing Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. So, but of course, we were financing Al-Qaeda and the Taliban, too. We were the largest funder of the Taliban, at least according to the speech George Bush gave on the 20th or 21st of September, the year 2001. When he said we're the largest source of humanitarian aid for Afghanistan, that was a speech he gave to the nation. But the Afghanistan was the Taliban. We were financing the Taliban, the very people that now we're at war with. So, I mean, certainly the whole thing was contrived, as was his attack on Iraq, and all those people that have died for nothing. Our boys have died for nothing. In a war where we're financing the enemy. I mean, it doesn't make sense. And certainly, I think the only man who really said anything of any importance was the shoe thrower, who talked about the million widows in Iraq today as a direct result of what George Bush did to that unfortunate country. Why don't we just bring our troops home from Afghanistan and Iraq? Because it was all planned. In fact, we have the plan, which was laid out, something you can get called Rebuilding America's Defenses. It's on the website, newamericancentury.org, where this little group, the Project for the New American Century, made up of Donald Rumsfeld and Dick Cheney and Paul Wolfowitz and Richard Pearl and John Bolton and Jeb Bush. And you can get the whole thing there, Gary Bauer, William Bennett. They put out this report, Rebuilding America's Defenses, in 2000, the year before the 9/11 attack, saying we've got to have our troops permanently stationed in the Middle East. That's what it was all about. And, of course, the 9/11 attack was very convenient, because very day before the plan for the attack for Afghanistan was on the president's desk, the following day of the 9/11. Hang on, we'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Katz every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Take a drive down a back road somewhere, and what do you see? Farms. It's impossible to miss them. They're everywhere. Eastridge Transportation LLC in Gill reminds us that those miles of golden pastures are what brought America to its feet. The American farmer and rancher, a dependable resource. This message was brought to you by Eastridge Transportation LLC. They want you to know that they're involved in keeping our area a great place to be. Eastridge Transportation LLC, located in Gill, 330-6624. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here. Is our caller still with us? I guess he dropped off. Anyway, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But, I mean, there's no way to justify going to war with Afghanistan when 15 of the 19 hijackers came from Saudi Arabia. I mean, how would you justify it? Well, it was Osama bin Laden. Well, where is the truth? I mean, you go to the FBI webpage, you look up the 10 most wanted, and there's a picture of Osama bin Laden, but no mention of the World Trade Center. There's mention of the bombing of the American embassy in Africa, in Kenya and Tanzania, but no mention of the World Trade Center. And people have contacted the FBI and said that the FBI said, well, we don't have any evidence he was involved. Well, if they don't have any evidence, where is the evidence? And the thing is that this whole thing is contrived. It's sort of like Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, supposedly, you've all seen the pictures of him, supposedly after he was waterboarded. Do you know he was trained in the United States, went to school in the United States? He's actually, since his capture, has been lecturing, you know, members of our intelligence community on jihad, and he keeps insisting he was behind the 9/11 attack, and he, you know, he and is asked, you know, to be put to death because he was responsible. Well, it's sort of like Timothy McVeigh, you know, Timothy McVeigh kept insisting he was responsible for the attack on the Morris Center. But everything has been done to cover up the pictures of his truck. Recently, my Jesse Tretadue, whose brother was killed while in prison, and they've covered up the reason why his brother was beaten to death, and you can get that story off the Internet. And he finally was able to get the videos that were shot in front of the Murrah building on the morning of the attack, but they deleted the part about the Ryder truck, you know, and all four of the videos all misfunctioned exactly at the same time, the same instant, when, of course, they were getting out of the truck. And, of course, this was not what it was supposed to be. Have you ever read the book written by the reporters that McVeigh talked to, where he explained how he did it all by himself, and he was driving down the street towards the Murrah building, and 5 minutes from the Murrah building, he lit a fuse, a 5-minute fuse, to got to blow up the bomb in the back of his truck, and about a minute away from the Murrah building, he lit another fuse that was going to blow up in a minute. Can you imagine? He doesn't even know there's a parking place in front of the Murrah building, and he's lighting all these fuses, and then just miraculously there is a place for him to park. And what would happen if he got stuck in traffic and these fuses are burning? Do you honestly believe this story? What you will never hear, of course, in the controlled media, is what's written in a book called OK Bomb by Jim Keith, where, of course, it talks about the letter he wrote to his sister, Jennifer, saying, I'm part of a special forces unit involved in illegal activity. He told the same thing to Terry Nichols, but you've never heard that. I got that personally from Jesse Tretito because Terry Nichols had told him. And then, of course, he told that to his cellmate, a man who was in prison with him in Colorado before he was supposed, Timothy McVeigh was supposedly executed. And that fellow wrote a book. It was called, and I think, A Secret Worth Dying For. A Secret Worth Dying For. And then Timothy McVeigh is executed. And then one of the women, somebody sent me a copy of the tape. There was a fellow named William Cooper. He used to do shortwave and a broadcast. I had him on my program. I was on his program. And William Cooper kept playing over and over again on his radio program an interview with a woman who witnessed the execution of Timothy McVeigh. She was there at his request. And she kept saying, but I didn't know you kept breathing after you were dead. I didn't know you kept breathing after you were dead. He kept playing that part over and over again. And a few days later, a SWAT team went out and killed William Cooper. And you can look it up. I'm sure that's on the Internet. And some people say, oh, yeah, my goodness, he attacked the police. That's why they killed him. I'm talking about things that go on in America. Is that what Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is planning on, the same sort of death that occurred to Timothy McVeigh? Where is Timothy McVeigh buried? Where is Timothy McVeigh buried? Shucks, nobody knows. In fact, Timothy McVeigh told his cellmate, I will never get out of here until I'm executed. I will never get out of here until I'm executed. That's why he refused to appeal his case. Let his attorneys appeal his case because he knew he wouldn't get out of prison until he was executed. And then this woman, and I heard that, you know, and she said, oh, I didn't know you kept breathing after you were executed. And William Cooper kept playing it over and over again until the SWAT team came out and killed him right here in the United States. Anyway, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. Now, the one thing about Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, and he keeps confessing, I did it, and then he's lecturing our intelligence agencies. This was in the New York Times. I've got the article. And then, of course, this whole attack on the World Trade Center was well known ahead of time. They knew exactly what was going to happen. In fact, we have the July, it was an article by, I believe, Bill Getz of the Washington Times, who always gets information. I could be wrong on the name of the reporter, but we have it. It's in our three pamphlets set on 9/11, what really happened. But anyway, we have a copy of this. It was an email. It was something up on the Internet. It was in the Airline Stewardesses News Magazine, and it was in July. And it was the whole story of Operation Bajanka that described how they were going to hijack American planes and crash them into the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, the Sears Tower in Chicago, and the Transamerica building, and I forget whether it was the Pentagon or the White House. It was all there. I mean, it was published in July. We pulled it down on either September 11th or September 12th off the Internet. But a year or so later, when I had the reporter from the Washington Times in my program and asked him about the article, congratulated him on that article, saying that he had told exactly what was going to happen. Aw, shucks, he didn't ever remember writing the article. I said, I'm holding it in my hand. Gee, I don't remember writing that article. And like so many of the things, people just have very short memories. Because if they don't, why they end up like William Cooper. This is not imaginary. Now, why does Khalid Sheikh Mohammed keep saying he was responsible for the attack? Maybe he was responsible for coordinating the people who got on the planes that morning. But he did not bring down those buildings. Those buildings were brought down with controlled demolition. Certainly Building 7 was, All you have to do is you can go to my website, RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com, and under other videos we have posted there, at least if they haven't disconnected our links, links to Building 7 coming down. You watch it coming down. The first thing that happens is the center of the building collapses inward, and the roof buckles. And that's what you do with a controlled demolition. Then the whole base of the building dissolves, and the building comes down, just like the buildings you see in Las Vegas when they're taking out the older hotels so they can put in a new hotel. And Building 7 was a controlled demolition. Then the others were controlled demolitions, and that's why, of course, they wouldn't allow anybody to take any samples of anything from the site. But fortunately, a lot of the dust blew onto other buildings and other people's property around, and some people collected the dust, and then they've given it to various scientists who are looking at it. And of course, it's obvious there was thermite and other things in there, explosives, but they could not let the American people realize that the people in those buildings were killed. And I don't know who put the explosives in the building. All I know is that President Bush did not want any sort of an investigation into what happened on September 11th. And then when the investigation was carried out, he insisted on controlling it, who was on the commission, and what was covered. And 1,100 bodies have never been found. They were simply vaporized. And almost all the furniture, almost all the files, the telephones, the computers, they were all vaporized. How did that happen if this was simply a collapse, a pancake of the building, as we're told? How do you vaporize bodies if it's simply going to collapse, you know, just with a pancake, floor after floor after floor? I don't know how it was done. I do know the Building 7 was a controlled demolition, and if Building 7 was a controlled demolition, then the others were. And however the Arabs were involved, those buildings were brought down in a systematic form. I talked to Jimmy Walters, a multimillionaire, who spent $8 million of his own money, of course, running ads in newspapers and television stations in New York City, and convinced almost half the people this was a controlled demolition. And he was threatened. He was told he would be killed, and he's living in hiding in Europe today. I'm not talking about imaginary things. You can hear my interviews with him. We have the tape recordings. And what we're doing is tape recording history. Maybe people aren't going to believe now. Maybe America will be lost, but at least if you have these tape recordings, you have part of history, and we have a number of them. 9/11, why did the buildings come down? I think these are on those. I mean, what really happened? My interviews with Laura Chavez, probably the last interviews done with Sergeant Chavez, who was at CENTCOM headquarters on the morning of the attack, who said there was a stand-down order. There were all sorts of military exercises that morning, including several that included a hijacking of planes, pretended hijacking of planes, and crashing them in government buildings. And because Laura Chavez was on my program and several other programs, he came under tremendous attack on the Internet, and then he just simply disappeared. And I was never able to get in touch with him again. And I have no idea what happened with him. But I do have his recording, and I believe that's 9/11 update. I wouldn't swear to it. You can go to our Internet site at RadioLiberty.com and look at these things up. Well, anyway, our telephone number this morning, it's going to be open lines. So 877-254-7524. Well, I started out talking about how they created incidents to justify a response. And so here in California, they, destroyed the agriculture in the Central Valley. They got 40% unemployment in the Central Valley of California. They're destroying the agricultural base of our state. But it's to get this legislation through, and now they're going to start checking if you have a well, find out how much water you're taking out of your well. After all, you don't really own the water in the well. I mean, after all, it should run out to the ocean. We've got to cut back on the use of water. And then if you suddenly live in the city, well, you're going to have to cut back on municipal water. They create the water shortages on one hand, but it's all about control. Once you understand that they haven't done away with water, there's plenty of water, the same water there's always been. Running out of oil, running out of water, running out of air. We'll be right back.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Taking their way, the only way they know how.
Have a wedding, New Year's party, business conference, seminar, or holiday event coming up and can't seem to find that place that brings affordability and excellence together? Look no further. Celebrate the season with the redesigned Sable Landing Event Center, now open for your special occasions. Easily accessible and conveniently located 1.5 miles east of I-25 off Highway 119 at the Longmont Firestone exit. Sable Landing will delight your senses and impress your guests with stunning holiday lights, a peaceful garden courtyard, and beautifully lit fountain. Attention to detail and outstanding service is yours. Don't wait. It's peak season, so reserve your place now. Call for your private showing and ask how KHNC listeners can save hundreds on booking your wedding and special event now. 303-651-6427. That's affordable excellence at Sable Landing Event Center. That's 303-651-6427. Staff and families of Brown's Appliance and Service Center takes this time out to recognize and salute the Brighton men and women in uniform, standing tall for our political and economic freedom around the world. Let's always remember them in our thoughts and prayers. Their efforts abroad and our support has kept America strong. That's from your friends at Brown's Appliance and Service Center, where Alan Swain and his family and staff are always working to make our area a safer place to live. That's Brown's Appliance Service Center at 204 South Main Street in Brighton. Call 659-0410. Evangelist Samuel Santos will be holding a revival meeting the 20th and 21st of November at the Pullian Community Building, 545 North Cleveland Avenue in Loveland, Colorado. The revival will begin at 7:30 p.m. Once again, Pastor Samuel Santos will be holding a revival meeting the 20th and 21st of November at the Pullian Community Building, 545 North Cleveland Avenue in Loveland, Colorado. Starting time is 7:30 p.m.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here. It's Open Line Monday, so give us a call at 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And, Sydney, I have to smile every time I go to the airport, and they have us standing in lines. Have you ever noticed how they all have cordoned areas off, sort of like the rat going through the maze? And this is all planned to get us used to standing in lines, to being subservient. We see pictures every night of now all the people standing in lines waiting to get their H1N1 needless vaccine shots. And, of course, people, you know, go to the airport and they stand in lines. It was all planned ahead of time. Richard Haas, who's member of the Trilateral Commission, a member, he's actually chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations, wrote about this in 1996, where he talked about after the coming terrorist attacks, why persons had long lines at the airports and long lines to get into the federal buildings and have people get used to standing in line. The article was written in the Washington Post, and oh shucks, the Washington Post couldn't find the article. It was quoted in the New American magazine several times, and, you know, in 1996, 97, they couldn't find the reference. Fortunately, we were able to find it on Yahoo. We have copies of the article. But they simply erased the article, put it down the memory hole. They don't want the American people to know. This was all planned ahead of time. And it sort of reminds me of the joke they used to tell in the Soviet Union, because over there you had to stand in line for everything. And one of these days you'll be doing that here in the United States. That's the sort of society the elite want. And, but the joke goes something like this. One of the fellows says, you know, isn't it wonderful, you know, communism works so well. You know, pretty soon everybody's going to have a jet aircraft. And his friend he's talking to says, what would I do with a jet aircraft? I have to stand in line to get a loaf of bread or oranges here. And his friend says, well, look at it this way. You know, when you have your jet aircraft, you can get a jet aircraft, and you hear that in Leningrad, why, of course, they have a supply of oranges coming in, so then you could fly to Leningrad, and you'd be first in line to get your oranges there. And you have to have a sense of humor when you live in a totalitarian country, but that's the sort of totalitarian country they're planning for America. And creating artificial shortages after they've collapsed our economy. And that's exactly what they are intentionally doing as they destroy our agriculture and our fishing, as they destroy our mining industry and our lumber industry and our medical industry and our housing industry. And who do we have calling in? Who's calling in? Go right ahead.
Yeah, am I online?
You are online. You're being heard all across the country, all across the world. Go right ahead.
Well, I'm interested in your conversations, and I heard a guy talking at a coffee shop, and I wanted to see what you thought. He was saying that he thought these guys were actually jihadists, and that the purpose of the trial in New York, you know, was to get those guys off through technicalities and to put Bush and Cheney and the CIA on trial. What do you think about that idea?
I think it's ridiculous. I mean, I think people may very well be jihadists, or maybe they are government agents. I don't know. But I don't think they're going to put Bush and Cheney on trial. I think they should be on trial because I think they're criminals and they were involved in a criminal conspiracy to take us into a war where an awful lot of Iraqis and Afghans and American soldiers have died all the time that we're financing. The Pakistani intelligence is financing the Taliban and Al-Qaeda that's killing American boys. So, but I don't think they're going to prison. I think one day they're going to have to stand before the judgment seat of God, and I don't anticipate I'll see either one of them when I get to heaven. But, I mean, certainly, I do not know about Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. It's almost as if he's playing a part, you know. Oh, he was waterboarded, you know, 98 times or 198 times. Some think, how do we know that? Well, because they tell us that. Well, you know, but we don't really know. Have you ever noticed they always use the same picture of him? Until recently, looking forlorn, looking, you know, sort of bedraggled. And they showed that picture over and over again to suggest he's been tortured, and maybe he was, and maybe this is all contrived. We really don't know. I realize that doesn't answer your question, but I certainly don't think this is the frame of putting a Bush and Cheney on trial. Do we lose our caller? sounds like we did well. Then if you're out there, give us a call at 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. I cannot tell you what happened on the morning of September 11th. All I know is they're not telling us the truth. The Building 7, I have no question in my mind, came down as a controlled, implosion. It was a controlled demolition. If that's true, then the Twin Towers were controlled demolitions because they came down symmetrically. And, of course, you would think one of them might have tipped to the side, but neither one of them did. It was the most magnificent job, and then you could see the explosions at the lower levels, and of course, they eventually released the testimony of the firemen who were there that morning, and at least 140, 150 of them who actually were there that morning said they heard the explosions. Certainly, I've talked to William Rodriguez, and we have interviews with him. You can get his interviews from my ministry. He was the last person out of the North Tower. He talked about the explosion in the basement before the plane hit the top of the building. And, of course, he was threatened as well. Why would they threaten him? And he testified before the 9/11 Commission. In fact, 1,200 people testified before the 9/11 Commission, and 1,100 of those testimonies were sealed for 50 years. Oh, to maintain privacy. Oh, we got to maintain privacy. No, not to maintain privacy, to keep the American people from knowing what happened that morning. And that's what it's all about. Could you imagine the implications if the American people ever understood that, of course, somebody killed those Americans and vaporized the bodies of 1,100 people that morning? Why do you think they gave the survivors money just so long as they wouldn't file lawsuits? Because they didn't want any lawsuits, because with a lawsuit you can subpoena and you could maybe even get to the bottom of what really happened on September 11th. And so I don't know how many billion dollars they used to pay off the families. Keep quiet, you have all this money, just never ask any questions. It happened. Give us a call, 877-254-7524.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Celebrate a free Festival of Lights night with friends and family at the newly redesigned Sable Landing Event Center Sunday, December the 6th at 5 p.m. Enjoy cookies, hot chocolate, exciting stories, and special music as you stroll through the Winter Wonderland Garden Courtyard. Sable Landing's located 1.5 miles east of I-25 and the Longmont Firestone exit, 5961 Sable Avenue. Call 303-651-6427. Come and enjoy the free Festival of Lights nights. That's 303-651-6427.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
Sterling Living Center believes the word elderly is synonymous with dignity. This holiday season, spend time with a senior and learn about life from the most experienced people in the world. That was from Sterling Living Center, where they feature the ultimate in skilled nursing care for the aged, convalescent, or chronically ill. Licensed nurses are on duty 24 hours a day. Special diets, home-cooked meals, occupational speech and physical therapy, and a doctor on call. If you're thinking about knee or hip replacement, they have the finest rehab. Phone 522-2933. That's 522-2933.
Well, in fact, it's American break time. Just didn't show up this morning, so it's open lines. Telephone number 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. So what is this really all about? What's the real purpose behind our troops there being remaining in Afghanistan and Iraq? Why are we going to send more troops to Afghanistan? You can't win the war there. I mean, the last person to win the war there, win a war in Afghanistan, was Genghis Khan. So if we did win the war, what would we have? I mean, we're still letting them grow their poppies there. I mean, the Taliban was able to stop poppy heroin production, but we can't stop heroin production. Why could the Taliban stop heroin production, but we can't? Why, very simply, the CIA is the largest producer and handler of heroin anywhere in the world. I mean, this goes back, you know, goes back to the mid-1850s, 1840s, when the British were involved with the opium trade and the opium wars in China. And the opium wars were not fought to stop the opium trade. They were fought to keep the opium trade going, because the British were making a lot of money off the exploitation of the Chinese. The Chinese government wanted to stop the opium trade, and the British didn't. And, of course, the British and the Americans have worked closely together ever since then. The Russell family, organized the Skull and Bones, the secret society of Yale in 1832. And it's been around ever since then. And, of course, the people from the Skull and Bones Society go into our intelligence agencies. That's where William Buckley started out working with the CIA, of course, and he was taken out of there to lead the conservative movement through his magazine, but basically you have to understand they control both the conservative movement and the liberal movement and the Christian movement in America. They control everything, and they control the drug traffic throughout the world. Certainly we have used to carry the book The Men We Left Behind by Monica and Judson Stevenson. We still may have a few used copy of the book. And she used to work for CBS 60 Minutes, married to William Stevenson, wrote a book about the men we abandoned in Vietnam and said it was all related to the opium trade and the American involvement in the opium trade. They pulled her books off the shelves. I know, because I went to my local bookstore here, and 1 week they had the book, the next week they didn't. I asked the store owner what happened to it. He said why they pulled them back. And we have several interviews with Monica, one in the four-tape set, The Men We Left Behind, and the other in the book, in the four-tape set, One Man Came Back. And Monica tells the story of how they suppressed her book, and then, of course, she got the rights to have it printed, went to Canada, and you never guess what happened. She had the book printed up there, and somebody moved in and bought up the publisher, and then accidentally, by chance, they just felt so bad about it, they shredded all the copies of her book, 5,000 copies of her book. Why would anybody shred 5,000 copies of the book? Well, Monica honestly believes it was just a terrible mistake. Oh, shucks, somebody pushed the wrong button and they shredded the 5,000 copies. Monica's a nice lady. I've really cared for her, but I don't think it was an accident, because I've seen the same sort of thing happen over and over and over again, because the last thing they want is for anybody to tell the American people that the largest purveyor and coordinator of the drug traffic is the American Central Intelligence Agency. There is a book It's called Into the Buzzsaw. We carry that. That's Into the Buzzsaw, where, of course, Monica Jensen Stevenson writes an essay, one chapter, where she tells about how they suppressed her book. There's a chapter there by Gary Webb. He was the Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter from worked for the San Jose Mercury over in San Jose, just north of where I am, who wrote about the CIA and drugs. He ended up committing suicide by shooting himself in the head twice to make sure he was dead. You say, how could that happen? I mean, most people would find it difficult to shoot themselves in the head once, but twice to make sure you're dead? Well, ladies and gentlemen, this sort of thing really goes on. Get the book, Into the Buzzsaw. You can read about it. Go up on the Internet and read about it. Do they really hire assassins here in the United States to kill people? Yes, I've got a four-tape set called Deadly Assassins, with interviews with two assassins, an interview with a gentleman who tracked down the man who was hired to kill General Patton, General George Patton, a courageous American general who was going to come home and tell the American people that the war could have ended 6 months earlier if they hadn't cut off his gasoline supply so he couldn't launch his ship, his tanks across Europe and take Berlin before the Russians got there. I mean, we can't let the American people know they intentionally prolonged the war. In fact, I think we've mentioned before, I spent several weekends with General Albert Wedemeyer, who told me, and he was in charge of planning for the American military, and they were going to write a book about him, they had a man living with him, and I was there. I retired to the colonel, and General Wedemeyer was a four-star retired general, but that book never came out, at least I've never been able to find it. But General Wedemeyer told me that they were ready to invade Europe in 1943, and Winston Churchill wouldn't let them, insisted on invading North Africa. Stupidest thing in the world. Why invade North Africa when, of course, the war is being coordinated from Berlin? General Wedemeyer wanted to invade in 1943, but suddenly Winston Churchill insisted on invading North Africa and then Sicily and then Italy to fight up a little narrow peninsula where they could never break out. Why? Prolong the war and pardon bloodshed. All part of the movement.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
You've heard of it, the hair of the dog that bit you. A solution for your morning woes when you've had too much to drink. Each 12-ounce can of hair of the dog provides you with a natural, smooth energy boost and is a good liver detoxifier, even if you don't drink alcohol. To order hair of the dog or the seven other awesome liquid nutrition products, go to www.liquidnutrition.4tgl.com or call 720-494-4600.
For over 15 years, K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery Care has provided not just clean carpet, but a healthy carpet. Bonded and insured, K&K has brought quality care to your home with a proven safe truck-mounted hot water extraction process that is pH-balanced, allergen-free, and safe for the environment. Tile, grout, heat transfers, and water damage care also available. For your free estimate, call K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery, 303-237-4655. Ask about the KHNC discount on your first cleaning. That's 303-237-GO-KK.
The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and we're out of time. Anyway, if something exciting has happened. Gold's up another $10 per ounce this morning, up to open to $11.26. Certainly, silver's up 44 cents. Remember, we're on the verge of a collapse of the American dollar. It's only a matter of time. Make your plans accordingly, because the people who do not plan are going to get wiped out in the terrible financial times that lie ahead. And if you haven't heard my talk on the financial Armageddon, my talk on the financial tsunami, and got the syllabuses to go with that, you need to get it. Give me good advice. We carry a wonderful book called Meltdown. Of course, we carry Cindy Ed Griffin's book on the Preacher from Jekyll Island, and Professor Sutton's book on the Federal Reserve Conspiracy, and many others. We have a book actually written in 1899 by a man named Mr. Walter, an attorney, in 1899, called The Coming Battle, telling how the banks were going to move to take over our government. Well, they do control our government today. And, of course, where do you think that Timothy Geithner came from? If you go into the background of the Trilateral Commission, you'll find the Goldman Sachs, you'll find J.P. Morgan Chase, you'll find Citicorp, and then, of course, you'll find Bank of America and Wells Fargo in the Farm Club, which is the Council on Foreign Relations. You need to get our material. It's available at RadioLiberty.com, RadioLiberty.com, if you'd like a catalog. And then, of course, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it, and of course you can get a whole case of the books, pre-publication, for $149.95, 60 copies, and you can sell them for $12.95. You can make money, or you can give them away, but tell people it contains the secret that's been suppressed for 6,000 years, because it does. It tells you the secret and explains why everything is happening. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you didn't have a chance to come to our seminar, why the CDs of all of the five talks are available. They're $35.95, and it's five CDs, excellent quality, and all the talks there by Catherine Albrecht, William Grigg, Ashley Moat, Tom Horn, myself, on CDs. If you'd like to get the CDs of the five talks from our October conference, call us at 1-800-544-8927. Just available actually on Friday. So there's so much addition. Of course, we hope that many of you will go to our website at RadioLiberty.com, where you can watch our videos, hear our programs on the Internet, read our newsletters. It's all free. There's a lot of other material there. My material on population control will explain to you why, of course, they're poisoning our people with aspartame and MSG and genetically modified food and toxins, and why they're, of course, creating terrible new diseases, and why, of course, they put thimerosal in the vaccines and aluminum in the vaccines and other things in the vaccines that actually have had such a disastrous